You know, it is a shame, and it is certainly not my objective to have so much negativity after an Eagles win. I mean,
it's hard not to.
It is hard not to. It really is. I mean, we got to keep it real. I mean, we really do. Look, A.J. Brown's an amazing football player. You want to talk about the positives? That's clear. Saquon's a great player.
DeJean had a great game.
He did make a lot
really
of plays.
He was all over the place.
He did, and he looks big, and yeah. I mean that in a good way. He looks like a physically big dude. He made some plays. He's got athleticism. I mean, I was impressed.
He's tough.
He looks tough.
That's what I took away from that. They had him aligned on the very first drive of the game. Of course, you know, there's a lot of nickel and dime in today's game. He is out there as the Sam linebacker. You know, he's out there on the line of scrimmage as the strong side linebacker, making like nice plays with his hands, you know, playing off blocks, looking very strong and composed, setting the edge. You know, we talk about that all the time with our defensive ends not doing a very good job at times. And Cooper DeJean's in there setting the edge like a D end, but better.
John, give me a ruling on a moment that hasn't gotten much discussion after the game. And I'm not going to come down hard on this at all. But I'm just curious, from your standpoint as a player, was Quinyon Mitchell's reaction to not getting the pick too much as a teammate or appropriate given a competitive nature? Because it was more than you normally see, but you also know he really wanted the interception, wanted to make a good play for his team, and the collision happened with Gardner Johnson. Does he need to tone that down if you're the coaches, or is that okay?
Yeah, he doesn't need to tone it down. I mean, it's in the moment.
Yeah, it was in the moment. It was an extended moment.
Absolutely.
I will say that.
No,
it wasn't just a moment.
He reacted.
We reacted.
Seriously, we're now grading guys' emotional response in slow motion.
Well, you know,
I thought about it.
Yeah,
I definitely thought about it.
It was a lot, kept going.
Yeah, I wasn't upset with it, but I definitely was like, well, that's a lot.
Feel more mature than Nick Sirianni.
I thought, good. I'm glad he wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
It does translate. I think, okay, it makes sense. He really does want it bad.
Oh, there's
guy,
no doubt
Quinyon,
about that.
He's precocious for a reason because he goes out there. Not only is he tough also, you know, we talk about that with Cooper DeJean.
Sure.
Quinyon Mitchell is tough and loads of talent. So much talent.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome to see him want it that bad that he was gesticulating.
Okay. All right, let's get into a NovaCare rehabilitation injury report here, because obviously a number, not a ton, but some significant situations yesterday with the Eagles injury-wise. So let's get into that with, of course, today here with us, Dr. Richard Francesco, a primary care sports medicine physician with Core Family and Sports Medicine in Glen Mills, PA, the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report, and Dr. Francesco joins us right now. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a good feeling to wake up after an Eagles win.
It is, even when it
sort of dicey.
Sort of feels like a loss. No,
yeah,
I got you.
It's a little dicey. We definitely took a couple of hits there. I mean, we're definitely going to walk
indeed
through that right now.
All right, so, Doc, let's talk about this. Hamstring injuries yesterday for both Jordan Mailata and Dallas Goedert. Now, tell me if my non-doctor hat is on the right track here. I would hope and think that a hamstring injury for an offensive lineman would be less significant than a tight end, or what we saw earlier this year with some of the Eagles' wide receivers. Could an offensive lineman come back earlier because they don't have to run that far that often?
No, not exactly. Your intuition, it's in the best of intentions, but these guys are pivoting, sprinting, they're cutting, they're moving. They all need 100%, no matter the position we're on.
Mm.
And this man, Mailata, I mean, he just needs power. Big tree falls hard. The human wrecking ball, 6'8", 365 pounds. When someone like this goes down with an injury, especially a hamstring, and then you see him on crutches, kind of gingerly walking away, needing help to move around, you know it could be serious. Looking at this thing, I mean, these kinds of injuries are graded 1 through 3. Goddard, I'm feeling a lot more optimistic about. I'm thinking a grade 1 or 2 for him. And when it comes to a grade 1 or 2 injury, grade 1, we're looking 2 to 3 weeks for full recovery, sometimes sooner if they can really work on it in PT and get them out there doing some practice. Grade 2 can be up to 8 weeks. But grade 3, that's kind of the red zone where we're like, we do not want to see that in our players.
Wow.
Because oftentimes this is going to be something that may need surgical intervention. And if it's surgery, I know you guys and gals don't want to hear it, but we're looking at 5 to 6 months out before you even get 80% of your baseline activity.
Doc, what are we talking about? Specifically, Jordan Mailata, the mechanism of injury. Like, you could see him grab the back of his leg. It was like the back of his lower leg.
Oh, yeah. He probably felt that pop in there.
Yeah. You could see him grab at it. I thought, holy cow, he's really responding like it's painful, like it's more painful than you normally see for a hamstring. The way it seems so acute and so, like, you could see exactly where it was, he's reaching for it. Is there something positive or negative about it being lower as opposed to higher? You know, the hamstring being such a large muscle, is there more blood flow at one end that we could take solace that there's a positive?
Well, you know, it's tough to say there because it could be a good thing. Could have just been a smaller tear, something at the distal or farther end of the leg. Sure, and that's good. But if he's grabbing it there, I mean, really hanging on after he feels this pop, what we don't want to know is what if he felt that muscle retracting down? Because a lot of times these tears happen a little bit further up in the leg, and then they tear and they form almost a Popeye deformity when they go down, a ball of muscle. And that's when, like, a lot of these times, these are non-surgical interventions.
I had an avulsion.
Oh, no.
Doc, what you're talking about, that idea, that concept, when I was going into eighth grade and my pelvis was growing, and I was running in a track meet, and my hamstring contracted, and it pulled a piece of the pelvis off. Like, wow. What we're talking about here, that sort of avulsion is a possibility.
You're feeling Jordan's pain.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I feel like Philadelphia sports has an avulsion right now. Like, the whole freaking thing. There's an avulsion. All right, Doc, let's end again. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report right now. Darius Slay, we don't know the exact nature of the knee injury. Could you get any sense looking at you know, the TV copy of what that may be?
No, it's tough to tell. You know, with his history, back in 23, he had a meniscectomy. So they had to go in there arthroscopically, meaning through some little holes in the knee, filled up the joint with some fluids, and then shaved down the meniscus. So what we're hoping is that that injury didn't repeat itself. Every time you go in for a meniscal repair or a shave down, you regain stability of the knee, but sometimes you're going to have a little bit of a compromise to the structure. So if they get an MRI on this and they feel like it's a, you know, time repeats itself again, you're looking at another scope, and let's hope, you know, knock on wood, he doesn't have to go out, because if they have to do the shave down again a little bit more, we're looking at about 4 to 6 weeks of being out, if that happens. But hopefully, since he wasn't in the locker room on crutches, things can bode well, and he'll be back with us in a week. But only time will tell.
Sure. Doc, I would rarely ask about a player on another team, but the Aiden Hutchinson injury was so brutal, and it's, you know, one of the best players in the league. Can you just tell us from your perspective what goes into whether an athlete with that type of injury will make a full recovery? I mean, let's put it this way. Obviously, they couldn't pick the doctor. It was emergency surgery, so it's like right to the hospital. Whoever's the doc is the doc. So you can't scout the country for the best doctor. What goes into whether he gets to make a full recovery?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't blame you for bringing this up, because, you know what? He went down magnificently. The guy had a broken tibia, and he still made the sack. I mean, what more can you ask for, especially against the Cowboys? Yeah, give me a break. But this gentleman here, so his prognosis for a full recovery is outstanding. It's going to be great.
Good.
They went in there early. I know he was left behind. His team went back to Detroit, but he had to have this addressed. I don't see any issues with him returning next season. He's going to be out naturally for this season. With a tibia fracture, you're looking at tons of torsional force, tons of impact. So when he went friendly fire with number 54, McNeil's leg hit his, and then down he went. So they had to get him in the OR fast to prevent infection, to make sure that sucker heals right. And, you know, whenever they come in, put the air cast and cart you out, there's something serious going on with a joint or bone. So they did everything by the book, and this young gentleman will be back in play next season.
I'm glad you think so. That's great. That's wonderful to hear. All right, Doc, we really appreciate it. Again, it's the NovaCare Injury Rehabilitation segment with Dr. Francesco, and we always love getting the report. And I like the side commentary and a little bit of humor mixed in, taking a shot at the Cowboys.
Happy to help out.
Doc, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
You got it. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. All right.